The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me tonight. I was just texting Adam, who you'll remember from such programs as this one, where he's in every Thursday and Friday. But we've been talking a lot lately about the activity of this studio and the paranormal activity, I should say, of this studio. Just talking with Ernie about it a second ago as well, about just coming in tonight, and I am the only one here, and there's this big smell of perfume. Actually, it's when you walk in tonight, there was a smell of perfume. And you're like, okay, wonder what that is. Like I said, there hasn't been anyone in here for hours. And as I go downstairs to the studio, and you go downstairs, and there's a little landing to go down the rest of the way because it pivots, the stair pivots. When you get to that landing, the perfume is pretty profound, actually. Very strong, very strong. And I come downstairs, I get myself ready for stuff, and I decide to go back upstairs to see if that perfume smell is still there, and it is gone completely. Now, if it was dissipating, if someone was there, which there weren't, and if it was dissipating, you'd still get some of it. It is completely gone. And I was down here for about 3 to 4 minutes. So that is very interesting. Now, don't think for a second this stuff scares me, because this is what I do as an investigator. This is actually very cool and very excited by it. The only thing, as I mentioned to Adam as well, that bugs me about this is that that's a message. That was a message, I think, for me. And I missed it. I misinterpreted it. And I'm kind of bummed out about it. And hopefully we'll get that. Quite frankly, if this studio could have a smell of perfume or something, that would not go amiss either. I can tell you that right now. And also, real fast, how many of you are tracking Adalia? I mean, and not being in Florida or Georgia, but you're just interested in tracking. I watch this stuff religiously when it comes on. I've been watching the Weather Channel for about 72 hours straight. And, I always find weather fascinating, especially severe weather. And so I've been watching it quite a bit. And I don't know, this is not looking good from what I'm seeing. And the fact that the main part of the storm is going to be going over parts of Florida and Georgia that's never had this sort of intensity of a hurricane go over it before. I am worried about what's going to happen. It sounds really, really pretty bad. So hopefully it's not as bad as what people want, but it's already a Category 2 hurricane. It's not hit landfall yet. I would expect it to be on the edge of at least a Category 3 by the time it gets there. It's not looking good. But I guarantee when I'm done here, I'm going to be going back home. Okay, I'm going to tell you. On my app on my phone, I have Spectrum, and I bring up the Weather Channel, and I run it through my Bluetooth, so I'm listening to it on the drive out there. That's how serious I am about it. Speaking of serious, Nicole Antoinette, who's going to be our guest tonight, is unable to join us tonight. So we're going to reschedule with her when it works for her, and we're looking forward to that conversation. And I called many, many, many people, many people. I was even just talking to people that I've never met before. I call them up on the Yellow Pages and stuff. Yeah, I still have Yellow Pages. And, a lot of people were unable to take on as guests tonight. But I called Ernie Pack, and And, you know, this is what we got. So this is what the show is tonight. Ernie Pack from Facebook page, Hauntings of Fort Duffield. I joke, but Ernie is a very, very good friend of mine. And the thing about having Ernie on is that it's always going to be a lively conversation. And both him and his wife, Denise, absolutely love their way of doing paranormal investigations. I just love listening to them. Ernie, all joking aside, welcome. Happy to have you on tonight.
Thank you, Greg. It's good to be here, always. despite how, you know, this was promoted on Facebook today. No, it's good to be here, man. Glad to help you out anytime I can.
So, you know, and I hate to do this to you in the sense that, you know, kind of a downer sort of start to it, you know, about the hurricane and stuff. It's basically saying, like, before we get to our guest tonight, I just want to let you all know a puppy got ran over. Here's Ernie Pack, you know. I mean, it's just, it's, you know.
This is great. I mean, it's great to be here, man. Always. I mean, it's always special, and you make me feel so welcome. It's great.
I was
outside. I'm a weather geek like you are. I mean, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, tornado sirens go off, I run to the porch.
Yep.
And look at the sky. But no, I did promise I would say hello to my lovely wife Denise in the chat and not ignore her over there.
Hello, Denise. Well, and this is going as well as I thought it would. So I mean, we got that going for us right now. The weather stuff is actually very interesting. I mean, I don't know if you know, I go out weather, I storm chasing, and I haven't done it this year, but generally I'll go out. That's why I have a beat up Ford Explorer from like 2004 that I just get in and I'll just drive, and It's a lot of fun to do. You got to be careful. You have to be very careful. One year though, I did that thing. You know, like, I don't know if you ever follow any of the weather chasers like Reed Timmer or anything like that.
Yes.
Reed is amazing, and what I love about Reed is that he sets up that camera and you just watch the drive. It's like you're just in the car with him. You're just watching it. I love it. So
yeah.
Me being having nothing creative in me whatsoever, I'm like, I'm going to do the same thing. So I take my phone and I put it on the dash and I'm driving to Omaha and I'm doing, and it's beautiful. I mean, you got clouds in the foreground and sun is coming through it. It's a beautiful drive after you get past Des Moines, going to Omaha, and I'm driving and there's people watching, they're commenting. I'm not really reading it because I'm trying to drive. Out of nowhere, there's this semi tire in the middle of the road that's like, you know, they're big.
Yeah.
I run it over on this live that I'm doing. And I mean, people are watching and people thought I crashed. They're like, oh my God, what happened to him? And it bent the bottom of the body of my truck. So if you look on like the right-hand side, the passenger side, it is bent at an angle, the body of this, of my truck, because I ran over a semi tire.
Yeah. That's very observant of you, Greg. It's a good thing there was not an F3 going down the highway in front of you.
I learned that when you do this, you still have to look out the windshield and not
really?
The camera thing. No, actually, honestly, it came out of nowhere. It really did. And you know, I know you're not going to believe that, or you're going to pretend not to believe it. I mean,
no, I see how it happens.
Yeah, I get that. Thanks for that.
The
Ernie pity there. Yeah. Don't worry. I see how it goes.
That's terrible.
This is really sad. I'm really upset for you, Greg. Yeah. It seems you made it, though. You know, so yeah. No, it's yeah. Good.
Did you die? No, it's all good. It's okay then. It's all good.
And Brad Webb, as we know from Crack Skull Paranormal, he said that was scary watching that live when you hit that tire. Imagine being in the car when you did it, though. I mean, that was a little bit scarier, I dare say. Did you ever do that, Ernie? Not run over a semi tire, but go out like storm chasing.
I, I have actually taken vacation time to head to the Midwest before Tornado Alley kind of moved our way.
Yeah.
It seems it has over the past few years. You know, it seems like Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky get more tornadoes as far as good, strong, violent tornadoes and things
right.
like that.
Yeah.
Nowadays than the Midwest gets. So yeah, I've done that in the past, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago.
It's addictive, don't you think?
It is. There's no more awesome sight than the raw power of Mother Nature when she unleashes a tornado or you know, hurricane, any of these massive, you know, events that happen. And to actually witness it and hear the sounds, and you know, people say it's like a freight train. I used to work on the railroad and rode a lot of freight trains. And no, it doesn't sound like a freight train. To me, it sounds like a giant vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Just a big giant right. suction. You know, it's crazy.
I think one of the scariest for me, I was driving somebody back to their home in Arizona, and we started in Minnesota. We drove down, nice drive and stuff. We didn't end up going through Oklahoma, which I wanted to, because this was May of a couple years back. So obviously we're still right in tornado territory. So we're driving at night and we're going through Kansas, and we go through Pratt, Kansas, and driving, and it's dark out, but there's lightning in the foreground. And I'm driving along and I'm watching the lightning, and the lightning goes in a certain area and you see a silhouette of a cone. And it's not a silhouette, but it looks like a silhouette. And immediately I'm just like, oh no, oh no. You know, I knew exactly what it was a tornado. And we pulled over in the town. And we was looking, you know, of course, all of us weather geeks, we pull out the radar, we're seeing where things are going. And sure enough, that was a tornado. And we stopped for the night there because it was, you know, if we kept driving, we would have drove into that storm. Not saying it would have been a tornado, but, you know, who wants to drive in that in the middle of the night? I don't.
Yeah, no. Don't chase at night. Don't go anywhere near those things at night.
No, and the people that do, and like the Reed Timmers and stuff, I mean, that's fine. They know better what they're doing. I mean, I agree. I'm only going to be during the day. Now, last time we had you on the program, you and Denise, along with others, were about to do a decent-sized event over at Fort Duffield. How did that turn out?
It turned out amazing, actually.
Good.
You've been up to Fort Duffield, and you know that the place has that energy, and there's a little bit of everything that goes on there. You also know that the logistics of parking can be a bit to maneuver. You know, it's a one-lane narrow road going up there, very steep drive, and there's not a lot of room to park cars up there. But we figured it out. We made it work, and there was a threat of thunderstorms and, you know, severe weather that night. We still had 18 people showed up, and Brad wasn't able to make it because of the storms.
Yeah.
He had planned to come.
But I mean, we had 18 so he people said the storm. Up. So he said the storm, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think he just, you know.
I mean, that's what he told me at least, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a good excuse, Brad, but whatever.
Yeah.
No. And we had a great time. I mean, we had a cookout. We had Squatch Man there. He was talking about, he was showing some of his Bigfoot evidence.
Yep.
I think you saw some of that when we took you up there to meet him.
Absolutely.
Some of the hair and different things that he's found.
Yep.
Castings and whatnot. But Todd and Leanne Eskew, I see Leanne in the chat.
Yes, she is.
I see my sister Beth Allen in the chat.
Yes, she is.
They were there. Beth didn't make it, but Todd and Leanne were there. We had, I don't know, just a great time. And most of the time was spent around the campfire just telling stories. We did get out and investigate a little bit. Todd caught an amazing photo that I just cannot, I still can't figure out exactly what is in that photo. I don't know. Did you see that photo, Greg?
I am trying to remember what that was. I don't know if I've seen that, to be honest.
for lack of a better way to explain it, it looks like one of the Easter Island
statues. Heads. Yeah.
It just kind of appeared in a picture out of nowhere. And he took three consecutive pictures there by the fire. And it wasn't of the fire, because, you know, I know people take pictures of fire and see all kinds of things in the fire.
Yeah.
No, this was away from the fire, just, you know, up aside from the, on the side of the readout there. And this thing, in one of the pictures, there's this image that we cannot explain. Greg Yost was running a recorder at one point. He was by himself. He's trying to, you know, he's the Bigfoot guy.
He is.
And he's trying to dip his toes in the water with paranormal research a little bit. And, you know, he's been going out with Denise and I quite a bit. And we've done a lot of ghost hunting with him. Well, anyway, he got off by himself there at one point, was running a recorder. And on that recording, he's talking about the food that they served the soldiers up there. He's asking them if they had good food. And you can hear what sounds like, to me, you know, the metal plates and forks and, you know, going across a metal plate.
Like someone's eating out of eating out of something from that time, right?
Yeah, yeah. It, and, you know, it's just an amazing, you know, that there was nothing metal around him. He didn't have anything on him to make that sound. We don't know what that is either. So it was a really good night, and we got some good activity. We were hearing tree knocks. I mean, nice. Just about everybody that was there admitted to hearing the tree knocks. Even the ones who weren't Bigfoot believers said that, yeah, I heard that. I don't know what that was, though.
That's amazing.
We had quite a bit going on.
That's amazing. Denise has sent me the pics. I'm going to take a look at them. Ernie, why don't we do this? Let's go ahead. Let's take our first break. When we come back, I'm going to take a look at these pics during break. I'd love to see it. We got a lot of other stuff to talk about. If there's something that you want to talk about, put it in the chat. Ernie and I will talk about it. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
If you own a holistic or metaphysical business and are looking to expand, then you need to be listed on MetamorphosisConnections.com. It's a network where you can grow with like-minded practitioners and reach new clients. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory you need to list yourself and your business. Our platform makes it easy for you to create listings of your products and services, and you can also choose to list your classes, events, and so much more. MetamorphosisConnections.com helps you create weekly and monthly promotional ads targeted towards your potential clients and promotes them for you via social media and newsletter. There are clients searching for your specialty right now. Let us help them find you. Start your listing today so you can share your own unique gifts and talents by finding the level of membership that best fits your needs. Let us help you reach your clients that are searching for what you do. Visit MetamorphosisConnections.com and sign up today.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. We have on the program with us tonight Mr. Ernie Pack from Pac-Man Paranormal. Also, him and Denise also part of Pac-Man Paranormal, works and does tours and gets everything ready for Fort Duffield, which I've been to. We've talked about it many times. It's pretty fantastic. And right before the break, Ernie was talking about some of the activity they had at one of their last events that they did. And Denise sent me those pictures. And Ernie, what on earth is going on here?
I really don't know. I don't know what that is. I mean, I don't know if it's some kind of artifact, you know, that just got picked up. I mean, you know, he took the picture with his phone.
Yeah.
So they're not really famous for producing artifacts.
No.
It's not a lens flare because there's not, you know, the light source is behind him and there's not anything giving off a bright reflection to create that. I really don't know what it is. I mean, I've tried to figure it out a dozen times and have no answers, really.
Before I get any further, I just wanted to publicly say hi to Leanne and Todd. Hi to Beth. I haven't talked to you all in a very long time. Good to see you on here. What I also like about that, though, that what Denise sent over is that there are three picks. So it's not just one for me to be like, oh, what on earth is this? We're seeing before and after as well, which is how it should be done at the minimum. And it makes no sense, but it's crazy. I love it.
Yeah. It's, I mean, we always, you know, Todd, Leanne, Denise, myself, Beth, I mean, most of us who do a lot of investigation, we don't take just one picture in a particular direction. You know, you'll snap at least three so that you can get, you know, a sequence and, you know, compare. If something shows up in one, you look at the next picture and say, well, is it in this one? And this one just happened to be in the middle picture. And he was taking that in the night mode on his phone. So, you know, it takes about 4 seconds for it to capture the light and capture an image.
Right.
Each time. So those were taken 4 seconds. I was sitting right there next to him. It just click, click. Todd says in the chat, there are three pictures in a matter of 6 seconds.
Yep.
That's incredible. This thing just happened to appear in the middle image. And I don't know what it is.
No. No, that's pretty cool, though, and I think that that's a great thing. And you know, having been there, I know exactly where those pictures were taken. There is something really wonderful about Fort Duffield, and you know, and we don't have to regurgitate the story again, even though it's an amazing story about what we got. But I mean, I also think about right where, if I'm not mistaken, right around the area that was taken, wasn't that where we heard the Sasquatch yell?
Yeah. And that was the direct where Todd was taking those photos, was in the direction of where we'd been hearing tree knocks. And so I think that's why he was taking them in that direction. Wow. And of course, Squatch Man and all of the Bigfoot people, they see Bigfoot in that picture. They say, you know, if you look at it, that's the face of a Bigfoot. And, you know, it's just, you know, like almost like he's looking through a hole in space or something. I don't know. It's hard. I don't know, man. It's a crazy picture is all I can say. But yeah, that is exactly where we had heard the growl or the, I don't know. It wasn't really it didn't sound like an aggressive growl or anything.
No.
It was just a kind of a, you know,
that's great.
That was a great impersonation.
No, that's what I brought you on tonight for.
I'm do amazing. Stuff
like. No, you are. And I mean, I know a lot of people say that you're not, trust me, but, you know, I'm not one of them, Ernie. I think you're amazing. Right. I think you're great. You're face of horror worthy. I just want to let you know that.
Oh, here we go with that. Yeah. Does that really belong? Do paranormal people belong in that?
I don't even understand it because all I see, and there's a number of these sort of things. And if you are doing this, all, you know, good luck to you, whatever. I don't want to harsh your mellow. I don't want to do anything like that. But the problem is if to really get anywhere, you have to really pay to vote. I mean, people can vote once a day for free or whatever else, but I think the people who are winning are people who are putting money towards it. And right. I don't even understand the purpose of it. I don't know. I always shy away from popularity contests and stuff. And to me, that's exactly what that is anyway.
Yeah. I'm not big on that kind of thing. I mean, you know, awards and things like that, they're great, and it's awesome to be recognized, be nominated, whatever. It's awesome. But, you know, we're all kind of amateurs and rookies at this stuff. Until we're on the other side, we're not going to be experts in the paranormal. We're not going to be better than anybody else. We're all just trying our own way to find the answers that we're seeking. So
now, if they did a face for radio competition, you and I both would do pretty well in that.
Well, I know.
Oh, now see, yep. Yeah, no, you definitely.
Not me so much, but sure, whatever.
No, I'm definitely you. actually, I meant you, and I didn't actually mean to put myself in on that, so that was my mistake. let's see here. Todd asks, Greg, do they throw stuff at you? Denise and Ernie, yes, they do. Denise and Ernie have thrown stuff at me when I visited them, and it's hurtful, both physically and psychologically. Yes. But also the Bigfoot, when we were at that undisclosed location in Indianapolis, go to Indianapolis, right. Sure, do what you want to do. But in Indiana, Denise and I were up further from the road than the rest of you, and we had some stuff thrown at us out there.
Yeah, that's true. Tide gets it every time we're squatching and anything is going on. Usually the first thing that happens is Tide gets something thrown at him. He actually wore a tactical helmet to our event a couple weeks ago up at the pool.
Probably not a bad idea. Well, and that's what I'm always worried about is, and I don't think they mean it to be harmful, right? Who knows what it means, but be my luck is the rock of hello being thrown at me and like knocking me out. And that's not really what I want.
Right. Well, they haven't hit Tide yet, but they've come awful close.
And you don't think that they're actually aiming for you? It's just a question I saw in the chat.
No, because a couple of times I was nowhere near him. Yeah. And I would have been a much easier target because I was like closer to what was there. And he's definitely targeted. There's no question in my mind.
I wonder why. Has Squatchman have any reason why that might be? Because he seems to be pretty in tune with everything. So,
Squatchman's idea about it is that it's hilarious. He gets a big laugh out of it.
That's helpful, I'm sure. So one other thing we haven't talked about, and you've hardly said anything about it at all. You've hardly posted about it apart from the 1,000 different pages on Facebook,
right.
About being you and Denise being on the cover and being featured in October's American Paranormal Magazine, right?
Yeah, we are the cover story on American Paranormal Magazine for October. That's like the month, you know. That's like being in, you know, the Independence Day magazine July edition. You know what I'm saying?
No, I got it the first time. Yeah. No, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had to break it down just in case you didn't, because sometimes you're a little slow to pick up on those things.
Well, you know, I appreciate your patience with me. Yes, go ahead. I mean, so this is and apparently, according to your wife, you have a nude centerfold spread in it. Once again, the face of horror in print in printed form.
Yeah. No, there will be no nude centerfold. Denise might be a little delusional. She said she had taken some Benadryl. It might be going through her head a little bit. But no, they reached out to us and asked if we would like to be in the magazine. And we were like, well, sure, because we got Fort Duffield. We're trying to promote, you know, it's a newly opened location. We're trying to do anything we can to get the word out about Fort Duffield. And then, you know, I sent them the information. And the next email they sent was, we have an opening on the October cover. We would like for you guys to be on that if you're interested. And we were like, sure. And then, of course, you've got to pay to be on the cover.
Once oh, really? Asked. Really?
Yeah.
How much is, you don't have to say how much that is, but
it's $57,000.
So cheaper than I thought.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's not that expensive, but it's not expensive really at all. It's just because there's a lot of perks that come with it. You know, once you're on the cover, you get several goodies that you don't get typically. And so we went ahead and did that, figured the most exposure we could get for Fort Duffield, or the more exposure, the better.
Absolutely.
You know?
So now I'm not trying to compete with you, Ernie, honestly, cause it's not difficult to do, but, I was also asked, put something in for American Paranormal Magazine as well for September though. I'm not saying it was cover or anything like that, but, probably just like a back blurb or something, but, if even that, I've been too busy to even look at that. So I just emailed them today, actually, asking if I can get an extension, or I'm probably completely out, knowing my luck.
Yeah, well, I can contact the people there and make sure that you're out.
You might be doing me a favor as well, you know. I can.
No.
Let me help you out with that, Greg. You're out.
Todd and Leanne, I believe, are in the September issue.
Oh,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
they're not on the cover because they're not, you know.
They're not you.
They're like us.
No, yeah. No, I get that as well. You know, and they don't. They may not have $57,000.
Exactly. It was pocket change for me. You know?
No, absolutely. I mean, you probably just got that from residuals from that film you're in that you sent me the picture from. So,
yeah.
Do you even know what I'm talking about, Ernie?
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't.
This is you said Marconi Radio tonight. I think we're really hitting it. I think this
we
is,
are. We're nailing it. We are nailing it.
This is really riveting stuff. Cement that Denise had said I didn't need Benadryl when I remembered you guys were going to be on. I figured I'd be out like a light within minutes once I started watching. So that is truly super supportive. I'm really happy.
She's such a sweetheart. She really is.
No, I mean, this is great. I mean, she could tell that we're like two fish in a barrel that are just flopping around for life. Just do us the favor and just shoot us, would you? You know,
Greg. Yeah, like Lynette says in the chat, though, have you got any idea what spirits might be at the studio there? I know you were talking about that earlier.
The spirit of my dangling career is what I think it is, and it's not good. Honestly, as I told Ernie at the when we first got on here before the show started, I said the first thing that came to my mind was my mom, actually. I've never had that scent before, but it reminded me of her perfume, and I wonder if that's the case. There's stuff going on that maybe it's some sort of like something to make me feel better or whatnot, but the activity in this building has been sort of ramping up, and we talked about it on Friday's show, Adam and I, but afterwards I had pondered whether or not what's actually happening here is the fact that we're doing a paranormal show here every night, if we're mm-hmm. ramping up our own situation here, so to speak.
Exactly. I think, you know, you're feeding that type of energy, and it's my belief that spirits are more apt to communicate with those that they realize can communicate with them.
Yes.
And are willing to communicate with them. So if there's spirits anywhere in that area and they see, oh, this guy actually knows how to talk to us, let's go talk to him. Maybe that could have something to do with it. I don't know.
I think it does. And I will also say, because I think the majority of the activity that I have been witness to in terms of hearing about it has come from Adam. And whether Adam wants to believe it or not, I think Adam is highly open to spirit communication. I think he is more of a beacon than he could possibly imagine. And I think that because there's been stuff that's been happening while he's only been here and I have not. So I really think that there is something to be said about that, Ernie. And I do think that Adam in particular is very, very much an antenna to that sort of thing.
Yeah. I kind of pick up on that myself, just hearing him chime in on the show and just seeing some of his comments back and forth with you and Brad. He's more open to it than he wants to admit.
Or ready to. Yeah, he's ready.
Yeah, we're ready to admit. Yeah.
And I think what we do, Ernie, is we bring him down to Kentucky. We take him to the gates of hell, and we just kind of tie him to one of the trees at night and just kind of see how the night goes.
That's a good idea. It really is. Maybe down, the altar that's down in the woods. Remember we went down in the woods down to the
woods? No, I
we just like lay him out on that altar down there.
Oh yeah.
And see what happens.
I mean, right. I mean, maybe nothing happens.
Maybe he'll be fine.
Maybe. I mean, it's. I think there's at least a 80-20%. The 20% being him going to be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'd be probably okay. Worst case scenario.
Yeah.
He dies.
I mean, the worst case scenario is that, I mean, I don't, no offense, Adam, I don't see a worst case scenario, because if something happens, that means proof of the paranormal for people who may not believe.
Right.
A martyr, if you will, to the paranormal cause.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. And Brad, Brad says, Adam, run in the chat. Well, Brad, you don't quite realize how close you were to being in that situation when we all got together, because we had in the private chats, we were calling you Bigfoot food. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's.
Yeah. We were going to tie him to the gifting stump.
Yeah. Gift.
He was going to be the gift.
Yep. And then he brought his wife and kid. And so
I
we had to
bring his wife and kid and ruin all that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no.
Do that with the wife and kid around.
No, my God. Oh gosh. Now they don't have a father. Yeah.
But.
anyway, with that, let's do this. Let's go ahead and we're really great people. Let's go ahead. Let's take another break. When we come back, we continue our conversation with Ernie Pack of Pac-Man Paranormal in Fort Duffield. If you have anything you want to bring up and talk about, put it in the chat. We'll do so. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And Patrick, the meteorologist, is right. It is kind of hazy out there. I hadn't really thought about that. Join us tomorrow night on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken as we bring back the talented Moon Girl to inform us on the ancient art of Chinese face readings. That's going to be a lot of fun. Thursday, we're going to bring on Miranda Young as we talk about the haunted historic Scott County Jail. And we're going to be playing some evidence and recordings from that location. Also Thursday, I have a big announcement of who we're going to have on the show next week. And surprisingly, it's not going to be Ernie Pack, who we have on with us tonight. And Ernie, I mean, this is kind of what I expected the show to be like tonight. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying that this is kind of what it was.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it? Pretty awesome.
It's pretty. Yeah, I mean, based on how many people have left live, I'd say that we have a different idea of what awesome is. So going through the chats and stuff and reading what people are talking about, a couple questions here. Don asks if this is the same studio that is known as the Bunker. Can't you tell from the background? I mean, it probably hasn't changed in probably, 70 years. I think Marconi built it. This is a bunker. This is really, really kind of shoved into the earth. And that's why we have so many of our insect friends that kind of burrow their way into there. And I don't know what I saw last night, some kind of 100-legged thing crawling on the ceiling. That was great. So I love it. I love it, Ernie. It's great. Great to see all that stuff, being one with nature while being inside.
Well, Greg, I understand that you deserve first class digs for your gig, but it is what it is. Just roll with it. You've got the spirits there. You've got Adam sometimes.
When you're not on,
when I'm not on, Adam seems to manage to be on. It's amazing. Well,
if funny enough, he was actually meant to be on tonight, and he just was like, hey, who's the guest gonna be tonight? And I said it was Ernie, and suddenly he like came down with like severe abdominal pain. So I'm just telling you what's happening. That's all I'm doing over here. You take whatever inflection you want out of it.
All right. Yeah. I understand.
No, I
understand.
I appreciate that. Bradley Webb says, do you think spirits are following you from home, Greg, since you aren't doing the spirit box sessions but are doing the show now? I don't know. I don't know, because I do feel like that the spirits are reaching out to Adam a lot more, in my opinion. But that being said, for those of you who are interested, you might remember a couple weeks back we had Gary Galka on the show. We did an interview about the new SB7 Pro Spirit Box, a piece of equipment, piece of paranormal equipment, and I got one, and I just posted a unboxing video of it on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on Facebook. So now I like using that stuff. Now, Ernie, you don't use any of that stuff, do you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, we use a few things. I mean, I got my mini REM right here that Brad made. We got several of those, that different variations.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Melmeter that Gary made and named it after his daughter.
Yes, right.
We've got a lot of equipment. We just don't use it a lot. We get to a location and we feel the location. We listen and just kind of go with it from there. You know, let the location tell us what we need to do. If we need to put out more equipment, we'll put out equipment. But a lot of times we don't have to. We get activity without doing it. We're not so much into documenting evidence as we are having experiences. We've been there. We've done that. We know what we see. We know what we hear. And so we just experience it.
You don't have anything to prove to anybody.
I don't feel like it does any good, because you can't prove anything to anybody.
No.
We've put out some amazing evidence, amazing photos, videos, audio in the past. And, you know, a lot of people will jump on that and say, that's amazing, you know. But then there's always going to be that segment of society that you can't convince anything is paranormal, no matter what it is. And they won't take your word for it. Look, I'm the only one in this place when this happened. Like, for instance, the door closing here in our house. I mean, I still had people saying fake.
Yeah.
This, and I'm like, dude, I've got no reason to fake any. I'm not trying to sell anything to you. I'm not doing it. I'm just showing you what happened in our house. You know, we don't sell tours out of here or investigations out of here. We're just showing people what paranormal activity looks like.
You can't blow your nose in your house without something paranormal happening there.
During the break, Red jumped up. He was over here in his bed. He jumped up and went up two steps up into the next room. You know where I'm talking about.
Yep, I do.
And was looking like there's someone in there. I mean, I heard something in there. And he stuck his head in there and looked, and then turned around and looked at me like, dude. And I was like, what? It was just during the last commercial break. And that stuff is always happening.
It really is. It really is. Lynette says, it makes sense that spirits talk, get more spirit listeners, so you have physical and non-physical fans of your show. I need all the fans I can get. We're in the single digits still. That's cool. Just tell John Wilkes Booth not to listen anymore, though. Do you know the story about the John Wilkes Booth spirit box thing I did?
Yes. Yeah. That was pretty interesting.
It was, and I was marked by it. I was actually marked on my neck from what we believe was him. Can we prove it? Can I prove that that was John Wilkes Booth? And we asked for him. We got some responses. Whenever we tried to talk about the assassination,
right?
He was quiet. But I can't prove it. I can't say without a shadow of a doubt, oh, that's who that was. But it was very interesting all the same.
Right. What was it? He was wanting to talk more about his acting career.
That was exactly it. Yeah. Let's feed his ego. Let's talk about that. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that stuff.
And you know, that's something too, that, you know, I think a lot of paranormal investigators kind of get in a rut of doing. Let's say that, you know, you're in a Victorian home where a young woman fell down the steps and died. Okay. That's the story of the house. Well, people will go and put all their equipment on those steps and say, did you fall down the steps here? And, you know, that's what. Do you think that young lady wants to talk about the worst day of her life? Talk about something else.
Well,
you know, talk about something pleasant.
Well, that's just it. I mean, and that's something that you're right, 100% right, that gets missed. Also, sometimes feel like, you know, some of these people, you can give them any name. Someone that's never been in that house, and they'll spend the next 4 hours trying to reach that person, that name of the person that's never been there. It's cruel, yes, but at the same time, it's like, you don't hang your hat only on what you hear about it. And to your point, Ernie, that you made, and that what you and Denise do and what I do and what Char does and all the people, is let the story unfold in front of you. Don't just stick to the narrative that you're given. Expand, right, because you don't know who else is there. There's probably always a lot more there than what you think. And often I find the people that we're trying to reach out to that are the names are long gone. They've been gone a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I firmly believe that spirits are in locations for a reason. Yeah. Because either that is their heaven or that is their hell.
Yeah.
You know, or it just might be a place that they like to visit, you know? And so I don't know. I just don't think you can pigeonhole yourself based on the history of a place as told by a tour guide or as told by books that you've read or whatever. Go and let that building and the spirits there tell their own stories, and, you know, be open to hearing something totally different than what you might have, you know, researched or heard from other people in the past.
Absolutely. Carol has a question. She's asked, can anyone get your new voice box? Well, it's not mine. I'm going with my son next week to the Skinwalker Ranch with spirits and UFOs at the Paranormal Con. We would like to get something like that, but don't know where to look. Thanks. This is my opinion on that. I'm a big proponent for the spirit box. I really think that it's a great piece of equipment to use. The one that I'm talking about, though, is $275. This, in my opinion, anyone could do whatever they want. But if you haven't used one before, but you do want to use one, get the original SB7 Spirit Box. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them on eBay. You can go to GhostStop, whatever you want to do. They're about $60 to $70. It's a great way and a lot less expensive to get a piece of equipment that you're not 100% sure that you know how to use or whether you like or not. Now, once again, if you're just like, Greg, I want this one, I want the, you know, the Pro that you're talking about, then you can go to pro-measure.com. You can get one there. But in my opinion, if you haven't done it before, don't start grand. I mean, yeah. I mean, right, Ernie, Andy, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy, what's whoever. Up, Andy?
I totally agree with what you're saying. Don't spend a lot of money. Contact someone like Brad Webb. He puts out good equipment at a very reasonable price. There's a lot of places out, a lot of vendors out there online that will charge you an arm and a leg for simple devices that you can get elsewhere much cheaper, and it's real easy to spend yourself into oblivion in this field.
Sure
if you
is.
Try to jump on the latest and greatest equipment that comes out. One thing I want to say about that Pro SB7 that Gary put out, I was just watching your unboxing video earlier, and I would have to say that is almost perfect. I think what he needs to do is go ahead and make an all-in-one. I know he's got the temperature on there now. Yep. Why not go ahead and make it a full-on millimeter and SB7? You know, he's got the top-of-the-line millimeter that he puts out has a REM pod built in. It has temperature. It has all kind. It does a lot.
It does. I mean, I said,
put it all in one box.
And I said, also put a picture of Ernie Pack on it. I mean, just
that would sell. That would be a huge, like the one you put out for the promo today. I mean, it's an amazing likeness of me.
Yeah, no, that was made with love. Okay. Just know that we are rapidly running out of time. Someone had asked, what kind of hauntings occur most at Fort Duffield, Ernie, because you don't ever really say anything quickly. I'll answer on your behalf. first of all, go to Facebook page Hauntings of Fort Duffield, right?
Yes.
And you put go ahead.
I can make it quick. We've got everything from Civil War spirits, Victorian era male and female spirits, Native American spirits, and Bigfoot.
kind of everything. And it's buddied up to Fort Knox.
Yes. Yes, it's actually used to be part of Fort Knox.
Right. I mean, that's pretty incredible. And once again, go over to Facebook page Hauntings of Fort Duffield, D-U-F-F-I-E-L-D, like the page, and you'll get all the updates on everything that is going on there, right?
Yes, we got a lot of things coming up. We got a car show. We got another public event coming up in October. Lots of things going on.
Ernie Pack, thank you for coming on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. It was great. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did, always.
Fantastic, everybody. Tomorrow we're going to have on Moon Girl. We're going to talk about Chinese face readings. Have a good night, everybody.